Welcome to Earnestly Contending for the Faith.com. This is Brother Mike Sutherland. I want to talk with you today about what is probably the most avoided topic in the Bible. Not only is it the most avoided topic, it is probably the most horrifying topic. I want to talk to you about hell today. This will be a very brief presentation on the doctrine of hell. Now, that word hell occurs in our King James Bible 54 different times, and the doctrine of eternal punishment itself, when taken together with hell, occurs at least 88 times in our Bible. The overwhelming majority of people today reject the horrific reality of hell. Hell has become modern-day mythology among multitudes. Commonplace church people, comedians, movie stars, music legends, and sports heroes are just a few of many who reject hell and its horrific reality. The average person often misuses the word of hell, or at least knows someone who does. Billions have been seduced by the hell's box office mentality, only to die and lift their eyes up in the flames of hell. What if you died today? Would you go to hell? Are you even horrified of hell? That's our topic today. Are you horrified of hell? Hell has no covering from the destruction of the wicked. Job 26:6. Hell is naked before him, and destruction hath no covering. Psalm 9:17 says this: the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. Hell is for the devil and his angels. Matthew 25:41 says this: then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devils and his angels. 2 Peter 2:4 says this: for if God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Hell is beneath our feet and inside the earth. Isaiah 14:9 says, hell from beneath is moved for thee, to meet thee at thy coming. Amos 9:2. Though they dig into hell, thence shall my hand take them. Numbers 16:31-33 says this: and it came to pass, as he made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods, they and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. Hell is filled with flames. Mark 9:43-48 describe it this way: and if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eyes offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Now hell is also full of beasts with gnashing of the teeth. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 22 through 24, says this, "For a fire is kindled in mine anger, and shall burn unto the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischiefs upon them. I will spend mine arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them with the poison of serpents of the dust." Matthew chapter 13, verses 41 and 42 state this, "The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth." Are you horrified of hell yet? If you rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, you should be. Proverbs 15, verse 11 states this, "Hell and destruction are before the Lord. How much more than the hearts of the children of men?" Revelation chapter 20, verses 14 and 15 state this, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." That's next up is Matthew 23, verse 33. "Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell?" Folks, I'll tell you this, Jesus Christ is the only way of escape. Romans 6:23 says this, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 5:12, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4 says this, "For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he arose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Romans 5:8 says this, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Luke 13:3 says this, "I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." Romans 1, verse 18, "I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death." Romans 10, verses 13 and 14 state this, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?" The question is have you believed? Do you know for sure that if you were to die today that you would not go to hell? Now, how is it that we call upon the Lord for salvation? We come to God with a repentant heart and a godly sorrow for our sin and just simply ask that God forgive us of our sin and save our soul. The only prayer or plea of a lost sinner that God will hear is a plea for mercy, and that mercy is salvation. In Luke 18, verse 13, the lowly publican's heartfelt plea was, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." God heard that cry. If you mean what you say, ask God. He will save you. God has been good to us. It is the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. For the saved repentant sinner, we have the promise of God in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So I would ask you this today, if you're a lost sinner, will you dwell in the flames of the everlasting burnings in the pits of hell? Are you horrified of hell yet? In closing, we're going to read Luke 16 verses 19 through 31 and also Revelation 20 verses 11 through 15. These two passages of scripture are the most complete presentation of the doctrine of hell in the New Testament. And let's look at Luke 16 first, starting verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angel into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, and he was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Number of things to note in that passage of scripture is that when the rich man died, as soon as he died, he lifted up his eyes while he was in hell, and he was begging for mercy, begging for water to cool his tongue, and he was tormented. Not only was he tormented with physical pain, he was also tormented with the memories of the family that he had below. And it has been said many times over the years of preaching that I have heard that most concerned evangelist will be one that has been sent to hell, and he doesn't want to see his loved ones go into the pits of hell. But folks, if you do not put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are going to die in your sin, and you will be cast into the pits of hell. And we're going to look now at Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. Verse 11 says this, And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. You want to be sure that your name is written into the book of life, then you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And you'll note in Revelation chapter 20 that they are at the great white throne judgment, and that those people that are there are dead, but that they are standing. How is it that dead people can stand? The reason that dead people can stand is that they are dead in their trespasses and sin. And the only way that they can be born again or regenerated is by receiving the Lord Jesus Christ by faith and repenting of their sins. Many folks have a misconception about what death is. Death is literally a separation of the soul and spirit from the body. Now, in the book of Revelation, which we just got through reading out of Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, we see that term, the second death, used four different times in that. And that second death is when, literally, when hell itself and death are cast into the lake of fire to burn eternally. I would ask you again before we close out today, will you dwell in the flames of the everlasting burning in the pits of hell? Are you horrified of hell? Stop and consider that. I would encourage you, if you're not saved today, that you would turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to save you. He will save you. Thank you for joining us today.